My guest at this time is Herbert Meyer. He served during the Reagan administration as Special Assistant to the Director of Central Intelligence and Vice Chairman of the CIA's National Intelligence Council. He's also an accomplished producer and author, most recently publishing the booklet entitled Why is the World So Dangerous?, which can be found at Amazon.com. We want to get Herb's reaction to President Trump on Monday, seeming to have a tough time deciding who to believe between his own intelligence community and Russian President Vladimir Putin as to whether the Russians did meddle in the 2016 presidential campaign. We also want to get his reaction to the president's attempt to clarify those comments on Monday. And Herb, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Herb, let's begin with yesterday's press conference, obviously, where the president was standing right next to Vladimir Putin. And as a result of the Mueller indictments from last week of 12 Russian individuals being charged in connection with meddling in the 2016 campaign, the issue came up in a number of different questions, one of which was to the president, who had just mentioned that Putin denied any Russian government involvement in this. Who do you believe, your own intel community or the Russian president? And here was the response.
All I can do is ask the question. My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be, but I really do want to see the server. But I have confidence in both parties. I really believe that this will probably go on for a while. But I don't think it can go on without finding out what happened to the server. What happened to the servers of the Pakistani gentleman that worked on the DNC? Where are those servers? They're missing. Where are they? What happened to Hillary Clinton's emails? 33,000 emails. Gone. Just gone. I think in Russia they wouldn't be gone so easily. I think it's a disgrace that we can't get Hillary Clinton's 33,000 emails. So I have great confidence in my intelligence people, but I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today.
And Herb, on Tuesday, the president walked it back, saying he does believe the intel agency's assessment that, in fact, the Russians were meddling in 2016. What's the impact of that kind of statement that he made on Monday on that type of stage?
That's devastating. What it means is that words don't mean anything. You know, if somebody got up and said, I don't know, some people say the Japanese attacked us at Pearl Harbor, but I was talking with the Japanese prime minister and he said they didn't do it. So I don't know, I have complete confidence in my military, but I don't know, I'm not sure who attacked us at Pearl Harbor. We would say that man's an idiot. And in effect, President Trump did the same thing. He trashed not only our intelligence community, but the committees in Congress, Devin Nunes committee, for example, that issued an extensive report, I think a month ago, on what happened. I mean, I just heard it, and we all heard it, what was it, yesterday. So when he said it walks it back today, it's meaningless. It's like saying, you know, I think you're a liar. Oh, no, I don't think you're a liar. It just means words don't mean anything anymore. And it's devastating, not just to the intelligence community. It's devastating to the United States. If you are an ally of our country now, you can't pay any attention to what he says. Because if it bounces badly, he'll just say something else. So the answer is, yes, it was devastating, but not just to our intelligence communities, to our country.
How did it work back during your many years at the CIA? What was the expectation of the cooperation, of being on the same page publicly and privately with the rest of the executive branch?
Well, I worked with President Reagan, and there was not a big dispute between the intelligence community and the president. Look, president's got a right to disagree with the intelligence community. But you can't say one day, I don't believe him, and the next day, well, I didn't mean it, I do believe him. It's meaningless. So I don't know. Dan Coats, the director of National Intelligence, I think on Monday, put out a statement saying not what the intelligence community said was correct. He's still standing behind it. So the president is on his own against the intelligence community, but also against the Republican-led committees in Congress who are on his side. And he's confusing two things. One is, was there Russian interference in the election, which seems to be the case. And they always do that. And the second, was there collusion between the Russians and the president's campaign. That's a different issue. And he folded the two of them together and made everything confused. That he should not have done.
Not to defend the president, but everything seems to get politicized now. So do you get the sense that he believes that any admission of meddling, independent of any involvement from his own campaign, somehow tarnishes his victory and he simply can't abide by that?
You know, it's a good question. I have no idea what he believes. I'm not his biggest fan, but he's done a lot of good things and I'm supporting him. What he said in Helsinki was appalling. There's just no way around it. Now, he can apologize, he can back off, but, you know, you cannot unring a bell. And what he said, the entire world heard it, and sorry, that was devastating. I don't know what he's thinking.
Do you think the clarification makes it worse or just doesn't carry much credence given what happened on Monday?
It doesn't carry much credence. Why should anybody pay attention to what he said? He's only issuing a clarification because it blew up in his face. I was just watching it on TV when you called me. He doesn't believe a word he's saying. He's sort of mumbling it and reading it. And it's just devastating. I mean, he's not only our country's president, but you know, he's the guy I voted for. And what he's saying is just awful.
How does this...
Now, either facts mean nothing to him, or he's mixing apples and oranges and all over the place, but it was... The nicest thing you can say it was that it was utterly and completely incoherent. Now, I'm sorry, I hate to say this about him because I'm always defending the guy, but sorry, this was really, really bad.
A couple of questions before we let you go here. A lot of people are talking about how this might embolden Putin. You're an old Cold Warrior, and he's an old KGB guy. So how's he going to respond to this? How's he going to use this, if at all?
Well, we'll have to wait until he stops laughing. If he'd have planned it, it couldn't have gone better for him. You've now got the president home from the summit, and we're having this conversation, and everybody else is having the same conversations. So for Putin, it couldn't have gone better. I don't think it's going to change his mind. He's not saying, well, I was maybe going to pull out of Crimea, but now I won't. Or I wasn't going to invade Latvia, but now I will. It's not going to change his mind. But it just it made Trump out to be a laughingstock. So that hurts the United States and it helps Russia. You know, Putin's primary objective in office is to humiliate the United States. That's what he wants to do. Now, you and I can say that doesn't make any sense, but that's what he wants to do. If he could throw a banana peel under our feet, he would rather do that than have another 1% economic growth in Russia. Well, this is a case where the president threw the banana peel under his own seat and then tripped over it. So if I were Putin, I'd feel that was a pretty good summit. It's a shame. I hate to say that.
Herb, obviously, it's a kick in the gut for morale in the intel community. What does it change day to day, if anything?
I don't think it changes anything day to day. There are good people there. They're going to do their best. But, you know, it's just no fun coming into work and doing it and knowing you could very likely get trashed. You know, it just takes the kind of the pizzazz out of it. And that hurts. It hurts morale. And anything that hurts morale is always bad in an organization. So this was just, you know, it was a self-inflicted wound, and it's just a shame that it happened. But I'll tell you one thing. One thing about Donald Trump is he's not a gracious man. He doesn't help anybody else if they've made a mistake or say, well, that happens. We all make mistakes. Sorry, when he makes a mistake, no one comes to his defense. Welcome to planet Earth.
Is there anything he could do to dramatically repair relations with the intel community?
No.
The ship has sailed.
Yeah, again, you cannot unring the bell. I mean, I hate to say this, but President and I are the same age. Guys our age don't change. Sorry. What you see is what you get. Words don't mean anything. He can say anything. He can go out to Langley and give a speech and all that. It doesn't mean anything. He stood on stage with the leader of Russia and trashed American intelligence. And again, remember, it's not just a bunch of guys out at Langley. This was the entire intelligence community. And it was backed up by the Republican Congress. So, come on, he's way off base. And sorry. He's not a gracious man. And, you know, you laugh when people trip over their shoelaces. When you trip over your own, sorry, nobody comes to your rescue. And that's his problem right now. So, no, I don't think he can unring the bell. He can't walk it back. In this sense, he's wounded himself, and that's very bad for the United States. Whether you're Republican or Democrat, we have a president with a self-inflicted wound, and that's bad.
Herb, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us today, as always.
Thank you.
Herbert Meyer served during the Reagan administration as special assistant to the director of Central Intelligence and vice chairman of the CIA's National Intelligence Council. He's an accomplished producer and author, and most recently the booklet entitled Why Is the World So Dangerous, which you can find at Amazon.com. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.